once the darling of low-cost air travel, Southwest Airlines has gone, well, south. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 11th day of October. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Get ready to pay more at the pump. Well, actually, you already are. One fast food company has found an answer to the labor shortage. We'll tell you what that is. Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of Labor says he's perplexed by the low job numbers. Amazon is softening its approach to getting back into the office. Wall Street, we've got that report. And hey, are you dreaming about work at night? Like nightmares, or are they positive ideas? The news? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and it doesn't much matter if you call this Indigenous Peoples Day or Columbus Day. Because why? Well, no mail was delivered and many banking institutions were closed up. But Wall Street was open, and we'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. You know, it wasn't that long ago that books were being written about how great the service and the humor was on Southwest Airlines. That's back when Herb Kelleher ran the airline. Kelleher, who died in 2019, would have been mortified at what happened to Southwest this weekend and today. The company scrubbed over 2,500 flights, blaming it on a number of issues from poor weather to flight control problems to a lack of staff. Yesterday, the chief operating officer of Southwest said the sudden flight cancellations had caused staff shortages. And get this, those staff shortages may lead to a reduction in the number of flights the company can operate in November and in December. And back in the spring of last year, the cost of energy was downright cheap. Roads and airports were pretty much empty. Demand was low, and so was the cost to fill up your tank. Today, all that has changed. As the world opens up, the demand for energy accelerates, the price of oil continues to rise. Back in April of 2020, a barrel of oil was, get this, negative 40 bucks a barrel. That was right, negative $40. Now, the price has swung upward by 120 bucks a barrel. Oil closed today at over $80, and that's the highest it's been since October of 2014. All of that translates into higher fuel prices. The AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gas is $3.27. Last year, it was $2.18 a gallon. You know, for weeks, we've been reporting on the continuing problem that food service companies are dealing with. It's a significant lack of workers. Restaurants have been closing early or, in some cases, shutting down part or all of their dining rooms and doing takeout only. But one company based in Louisiana may have found an answer to the problem. TV station WPTZ is reporting that Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers is asking corporate employees to work as fry cooks and cashiers. The privately held Louisiana-based company has a total of 750 corporate employees, 500 in its Dallas office. Of those, 250 will be going into the field as frontline employees. Another 250 who work as marketers and trainers will shift to restaurant and recruiting jobs. Cane's is looking to hire about 10,000 more people in 50 days. How in the world are they going to do that? The company said it will invest $70 million into workers' wages, with hourly workers receiving 15 to 22% wage increases over the next few weeks. Send the corporate people out there. Want fries with that? Well, last week, the Bureau of Labor Statistics said only 194,000 jobs were created in September. Economists had expected 500,000 new jobs. So yeah, it was a grand miss. U.S. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says he's perplexed and struggling to explain the U.S. worker shortage following the release of that anemic September employment report. Newsweek is reporting that experts cannot explain why so many Americans have dropped out of the labor force despite a surge in job creation. Some have suggested the latest wave of the Delta variant and increase in COVID-19-related deaths have heightened fears about becoming infected with the virus in consumer-facing jobs. With millions losing all or a significant portion of their pandemic-related unemployment benefits in early September, the evidence contradicted Republican assertions that federal aid had been deterring Americans from re-entering the workforce. Speaking of jobs, Amazon is softening its approach to returning to the office. Bloomberg is reporting that Amazon will let company managers decide when corporate employees need to return to the office, if at all, shifting its earlier stance that workers should resume working from offices in January of 2022. Like many companies, Amazon has adjusted its return-to-work plans due to a surge in the COVID-19 Delta variant. A few months ago, the company wanted corporate employees back in early September. Then 2 months ago, that timing was put back to early January. Previously, the company also encouraged staff to head to the office at least 3 days a week. The pandemic has forced companies to rethink their policies around where people work, and Amazon is the latest to suggest it is open to more work being permanently performed remotely. The company employs more than 75,000 people in the Seattle area, most of whom work in the corporate headquarters complex and in nearby Bellevue. The company also has major offices in the San Francisco Bay Area, New York City, Boston, the Los Angeles area, and the site of its new campus under construction near Washington. And here's a bit of a side note for you. Just today, I was visiting with a bank executive from a major brand, and he told me that productivity in his area had actually increased as his division remains in a work-from-home mode. Likely, he said, until January or perhaps March. Stocks closed lower today, giving up early morning gains to land in the red. The Dow sank by 250 points to end the trade at 34,496, while the Nasdaq fell by 93 points to 14,486. S&P 500, that lost 30 points, ending the day at 4361. The reason? Well, there are continued worries about a slower economic growth, mounting inflation, and the lack of job creation. Oil today settled at $80.52 a barrel. Futures for Brent crude, that's the global benchmark, rose by 1.5% to $83.65. Investors now turn their attention to earnings. Companies set to report later this week include Delta Airlines, Domino's Pizza, and J.P. Morgan Chase. And finally, there is this. With work and life commingling on a daily basis, there are reports that more people are stressing so much they're dreaming about their work on a regular basis. Rachel Feinsteig is the Wall Street Journal writer who writes that even our sleep isn't safe from work these days. The boss, that big project, a Zoom meeting from hell, they're all seemingly showing up after we close our eyes. Her piece this week is all about work dreams, from draining to terrifying to perhaps giving us some ideas we had not thought about while we were awake. All right, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so much for being with us. Hey, you want to join us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.